And we're rewilding the festival this time on Culturefile. Christy Collard is an artist and builder. He first came to international attention as the man who constructed the garden with which rewilding evangelist Mary Reynolds won a gold medal at Chelsea. But Collard also directs his green build philosophy to the music scene, especially summer outdoor music festivals. As Collard told Culturefile's Louis Scully, he's been looking at ways to ameliorate the impact of building entire cities in the Irish countryside each summer, dedicated to entertainment.
My parents moved to Ireland from England in 71, and they were getting away from what they felt at the time was a world that was falling to pieces. Their aspiration was to live happily and peaceful on an acre of land and have kids and have a small homestead farm. So yeah, we had, you know, we had a milking cow and we had a donkey and car for transport, and we had pigs and goats and sheep and ducks, turkeys, geese. I'm Christy Collard. I live down here in Bantry in West Cork, and I grew up around Kilkill, and my family business is Future Forests. We sell plants, trees all around the country. They get packaged up and sent off in courier, and people come here and they can buy what they want as well. A lot of the service is about understanding the customer's land, what their needs are, and giving them the best advice possible, and trying to supply the right plants to the right people. My dad was very much involved in forestry. They decided to set up this business, Future Forest, to get more involved in reforesting Ireland with a mix of plants. At that time, the only forestry that was happening was the blanket sika spruce in the mountains and on the bogs. My dad was promoting planting mixed, diverse woodlands and forests with lots of different species. Part of his strategy was to set up a sawmill to try and encourage people seeing the value in different species of trees and create local industry and jobs around the different trees. I built the first green build permanent stage in the Body Soul area for the Electric Picnic in 07, and that's still being used to this day. At the time, it was more that I just had the skills and had the ideas and just wanted the opportunity to try them out. These stages I build, they would usually be built from either windfall or trees that needed thinning from an estate. I would develop a relationship and a trust with the estate owners and managers, and I would help them managing their woodlands and forests. It would basically be just built from very locally resourced materials, and I'd use a lot of kind of round timber, and it looks more natural, and it would have an earth roof. And the living roof means that, you know, you still have nature and insects and wildlife happening on top of the roof. The ideology behind creating sustainable green build structures for entertainment and for events, the actual reality of that has only kind of really kind of dawned on me afterwards, and that, you know, once you build it and it's there and it sort of fits harmoniously in the landscape, and it means that every year you're not having to wheel in steel structures. So it has a very low footprint, it's a very low carbon footprint. And I feel that when people see it, it can sometimes inspire people to think about what we can do by utilising our natural resources to create the infrastructure we need to live in. I got the opportunity to conceptualise and develop an area in the All Together Now Festival. I was offered this piece of what would have been a garden once upon a time, but it was completely overgrown with laurel and with some beautiful enormous trees kind of dotted around. The first site visit was quite a vague kind of discussion about the different things that I could have come on board or got involved with. And we stepped inside the edge of this piece of wilderness that hadn't been kind of, I'd say no one had really walked in there for maybe 50 years or 100 years. It was a thicket, completely overgrown. I spent 4 hours crawling through bush and managed to find a fallen tree, and I climbed up this fallen tree. I could see a clearing around me, and I was like, okay, this is the spot, and I'm going to use this fallen tree as this part of the stage. So I came back with the concept and went in there with two lads, and we hacked at the bush for a while and then started guarding the edges. A lot of times when you're creating an area, you're thinking about what are you going to bring in there. But this was the opposite way around. It was like I was taking it out and then leaving behind trees and different bushes that were going to be beneficial to the area. So gardening the edges of it, and then created this clearing and built the stage, and that's how Global Roots was born.
And it stays there now?
Yes, yeah, so this stage will be there for the foreseeable future, and I have plans to add a couple of new areas as well into that area, so a couple of new spaces, an enclosed space, and the seed has only just been sown, so I won't say too much about it.
Christy Collard, whose birthday it is today, saving the planet one festival at a time. The reporter was Louis Scully.